Okay, today's daf is Yuma daf Nunvav. Yuma Nunvav Mabez, and we're going to talk about various issues that come up when taking out two Sifrei Torah. Various halachos and the Kavarat Torah issues that come up when taking out two Sifrei Torah. Where does this come up? We'll see towards the bottom here of Nunvav Amid Bay. So first, how to take them out. So we're used to a certain pattern of how we take things out, but we never really think about it, about whether that's the best thing to do or not. So number one, how to take them out. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefila in Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Tezvav, discusses, gives an impression at least, that there's a choice. The Rambam says that is the Perek about Kriyas HaTorah. We know the Rambam puts Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah in Hilchos Tefila, not in Hilchos Talmud Torah, which is interesting, that it's part of the structure of Tefila. That's how the Rambam views it, a part of the din of the tzibur. So the Rambam there talks about towards the end of the Perek in Perek, towards the middle of the Perek Yud Gimel, B'chol Yom Shemotzi'in Shnei Svarim Oshlosha, and any day that you take out two or three Svarim, Im Hotziu Ze Achar Ze, if you took them out one after another, meaning not like what we do, we take them out both together, right, and then we hold one. But if you took them out one after another, Kishemach Zeres Arishon Omer Kaddish, when you finish reading the first one, you say a Kaddish, like we always say a Kaddish when we finish reading from a Sefer, Umotzi Hasheni, Ukshemach Zer Achron Omer Kaddish, you say it again. V'kvar Amarno, Amenek HaPashel Omer Kaddish Achar Shekori HaMashlim La'olam V'achar Kach Maftirin B'Navi. So the Rambam talks about, gives the impression though they have a choice. He says, if you took them out one after another, Mashmah, that you can take them out together. If you look in the Yerushalmi seems to say that it's better to take out Bezeh Achar Zeh, but our minug, as we know, is to take them out together. This is what the Rama writes at the end of Kuf Mem Zayin in Arachayim. Here we'll talk about some Arachayim and Yaradeh, but the Rama here says, Kuf Mem Zayin, B'yom Sheish Lo Shnei Sifrei Torah, Lo Yitzchuk Ashtiv Lezir Mapach Yiglo Harishon. We'll get back to that halacha of the Shulchan Aruch, not opening the second one. But the Rama says, U'motzin Shnei Asfarim Ka'achas. You take out both Sifrei Torah together, V'tofsin Hashniya Ad Achar Shekara Barishona, and you hold the second one until you finish reading the first one. So it seems to go against the Yerushalmi that is quoted here by the Mefarshim. What's the issue? Why would you take out both? Why would you take out one after another? So on the one hand, you might say we know we have the principle of Ein Osin Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. We've had that, I think we had a lum this year about that a couple weeks ago, that we don't do mitzvahs in bundles. In bundles, why? So Rashi says elsewhere, because you don't want it to appear like a masui, that it's a burden. Let's just get this over with. Let's just finish this up. So if we take out both together, maybe it's chavilos chavilos. That's what we know, having one kos of wine for two different mitzvos is not allowed. Enos and mitzvos chavilos chavilos. We don't double up on that. So maybe that could be one issue about doing it separately. But on the other hand, it's all one mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. It's not like there's two different mitzvahs that we're trying to double up. It's a quantitative jump, isn't it? It's not a qualitative. And also, one might say, Ein Ma'aviran Ala Mitzvos. Right? You have to open up the Aron, you have two Torahs there, so we're going to leave one. Does Ein Ma'aviran Ala Mitzvos apply there? Again, there are different applications of Ein Ma'aviran Ala Mitzvos. Some is when I pick up a mitzvah, I'm not allowed to put it down, right? I'm not supposed to pick up the Tefillin Shel Rosh first if I know I'm going to have to put it down. But other times, Ein Ma'aviran Ala Mitzvos, we'll get to, right? We have in our sugya that we've had, that it could be that the Kohen, when he comes into the Heichal, he might have to do the Avodah, or we had earlier, doing the Ketores first before he does the Menorah, because the Mizbeach HaKetores is a little bit indented east. Right, if even though they're all in a line, the shulchan's on top, the menorah is on the bottom in the south, and the mizbeach haktoras is in the middle. But we know the mizbeach haktoras is a little bit east, not exactly in line with the menorah in its south and the shulchan in the north. So the gemara earlier said, "Ein ma'aviran ala mitzvos." Maybe you should do the haktoras first. So whatever you pass by. So here we have an aron open, and we're going to close the aron and not take out the Torah. So maybe that's an issue of Ein Ma'aviran. So this is the question, different svaras for the Rama. The Magen Avraham says, maybe there's no Ein Osin Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos if you're not really doing a mitzvah here. Right? What you're doing, you're just doing Hotza'a. You're not doing the mitzvah yet. So that's the Magen Avraham here, where he talks about this Rama towards the end. Is a long piece here, where he talks about Ein Osin Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. Let me just find the line that he discusses it. Kisheroa mitzvah, rashoi la'anicha v'leilach leros mitzvah acheres. If you see a mitzvah, you didn't pick something up yet. If you see a mitzvah, rashoi la'anicha v'leilach leros mitzvah acheres, avagav, well, he's talking about eim avir and enos the mitzvahs. Avagav, the mitzvah leros patsiyas, the mitzvah b'shem deroam hadras melech, mikomaka rashoi la'avor mimena. La'avor mimena. You're allowed to pass by, ubisota amrinan, ein mashkin beisotos ke'echad, vein mataran beis mitzorain. She'enos the mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. Because what tells us, Asher Lamed stand by Zorah Basachas. You can't stand two sotas at one time. The Chulu, and he talks about this issue in this context. What about here? So he says, just Tohotza, we're not makrid. Vim came b'shei sifrei Torah, noagim kaharambam delo kapdinon al hahava'a. We're not makrid on the hava, and therefore it seems like both. Again, the Yerushalmi seems to say Bezachar Zeh, but the Ramah quotes doing it together. And the Shar HaTzion just adds in one other factor, and this might be the overriding factor, and that is Tircha D'Tzibura. Tircha D'Tzibura, another factor that comes in. You don't have to go and wait. We're very makpid about Tircha D'Tzibura and Halacha. As we know, that's what the Gemara says, why we don't say the whole Shmona Esrei, the weekday Shmona Esrei on Shabbos in addition, because Tircha D'Tzibura. But that's what the Mishnah Brura here says, I'll read it, Motzi Yishei Sifer Tfarm Ka'achas, Svirelei, says the Mishnah Brura, De'ein Bazem Yishom Mitzvot Chavilos Leidei Hotzah Belchut, right, just quoting from the Magen Avraham, and then you hold on to the second one until you use the first one. The Efshar, says the Shar HaTzion, De'nagu Kei Mishom Tercha Tzibura. There it is. Okay, so these are a couple of factors. Fine. Now we get to, okay, when we switch the Torahs, how do we switch them? And this is what has to do with our daf. When we switch the Torahs, in other words, do I first put down the first one that I've used and then pick up the second one? Or do I first pick up the second one and then put down the first one? Right? Which one, what do I do? This is the Arzarua. The Arzarua in Hilcha Shabbos in Os Memches says that you first take the second one from the holder and then you can give him the first one. Where do we get that from? We'll see. But this is the Arzarua. Mashba, before he quotes the Rambam that we saw before, the Yerushalmi. V'lamasha anu noagin, shani, motzi en shneim biyachad yoshiv, bachur echad ala katedra. You have somebody sitting on the bench and holding the other Torah. V'topez osan b'cheiko. V'shliach tzibur kori ba'acheres. U'kashi yigmar shliach tzibur akriya, shebizu asefer Torah. Right, when you finish reading from the first one, tchila yeshlo lekabel osa sefer Torah sherotze atal likrospo. First, take the one that you want to use. V'yachar kach yitein lebachur sefer Torah shekfar karabo. And then afterwards, you give the one that you just used to the person that was holding the first one. How do you know that? Kiditznan biyuma perakot siulo, because it says in our Mishnah, hey viulo, back to our Mishnah. Let's go back. We're going to get back to today's daf, Nun Vav, in a second. But if you look back to the Mishnah that we're discussing, back on Nun Gimel Mabez, where, if you remember, we're in the middle of the Avodos of the Yom Kippur going in. Remember, the Kohen Gadol goes in and does the blood of the Par and the blood of the Sa'ir twice. Par and Sa'ir inside the Kodesh Kedashim, Par and the Sa'ir outside the curtain. Right, but when he goes and then he mixes the two of them together, and then we didn't get to that yet in the dafim, and then when he mixes that together, and he's going to sprinkle on top of the Mizbeach Hazav. 43 sprinkles, zrikos, all together, we will see as the Rambam adds them all up. But the Mishnah here says, so what happens when he finishes the dam of the blood, and he's going to, of the cow, and he's going to go take the blood of the goat, right? So what do you do? So the Mishnah says, Natal dam ha-sa'ir v'hiniach dam ha-par. Right, first you take the blood of the goat, and then you put down the blood of the cow. V'hiz mimena la-parocha sh'negad ha-aron mi-bachus achaz amala v'shev al-mata v'chulu. So you see from there, says the Arzarua. Right, you see from there that you first pick up what you want to use now, and then you put down what you've already used. That's the Mishnah there in Nun Gimel. Heviyelos ha-sa'ir v'shachdu v'hiz mimena Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo ha-yishol ha-kan echad b'vad. There was one kan. Nada dam par v'niach dam ha-sa'ir chule. Alma, detchila lokeach dam par she'rotze liyos lahazos mimenu v'yachar kach v'niach dam ha-sa'ir she'kvar huza mimenu ha-chanami. Tchila makabal sefer Torah she'rotze likros bo. First, you pick up the sefer Torah that you want to read from now. V'yachar kach notzin lo sefer Torah she'kvar karubo. And then you put down the sefer Torah that you already used. Also, the Mishnah Imsachim also seems to say this. By when, remember, the Kohanim were in a line with the blood of the Korban Pesach. It was so busy, so they had the Kohanim line up all the way to the Mizbeach, So it says they all passed the blood back and forth. So they all took the full blood and they passed back the empty one. So also there, the lashon is first you take the one that's full, lokeach es amalei umachzir es harekan. So that is the arzarua based on our mishnah. What's the problem? Says the Minchas Yitzchak. Minchas Yitzchak says this arzarua is against our gemara. On today's daf, daf nun vav. Why? What was that Mishnah talking about? The line that the Arzarua quoted, that was in Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Rabbi Yehuda, there's a machlokas tanoim, how many places there were for the Khan to put down the blood. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there was only place for one. So of course you have to pick up the first one, the one that's sitting there before you put down. Because there's only space for one. There's no shayla there. But what else are you going to do? You have to pick it up. That's what he quotes. He's quoting Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lo Hayashem al Akan Echa Bovad. It was only place for one. Not al Dama Parvi, Niach Dama Sayer. So he takes the blood of the cow, he puts the Dama Sayer. But look at our daf, says the Minchas Yitzchak, says Dayan Weiss. Nun Vavim Abeis. What does the Brisa say? Hodirachas Kami Derava. Omar, Yasav Inichu al Kan Sheni Shem Behechal. Not al Dama Parvi, Niach Dama Sayer. Omar Le Chadak Karabana, the Chadak Rabbi Yehuda. Ema, he Niach Dama Sayer, but not al Dama Par. The opposite. Right, that if there's space for two, so maybe you could do it in the opposite order. So Minchas Yitzchak in Chelik Beisiv and Kuf Yud Zayin, proof from our daf seems to be the opposite. Of course, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you take it first because there's not room for another one. According to Rabbanan, you do the opposite, and we hold this way. Right, we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda; we hold like the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan tells us in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim. By the way, to review the last couple of weeks of Dafim, it's just beautiful just to go through the Rambam and Avodas Yom Kippurim. It's only five prakim, just to read through it as he summarizes so much of what we've discussed. So the Rambam says in Perek Dalet Halacha Beis, B'shasak Torasak Torres, B'kodesh Kodashim, Kala Parshim Min Hecha Bovad. As we had, when he brings the Torahs and the Kodesh Kodashim, the Kohanim are not allowed to be in the Hechal. You can't be in the place that's next to where the special avodah is going on. So when the special avodah is going on in the Kodesh Kodashim, the Kohanim can't be in the Hechal. When something's happening in the Hechal, they can't be in the Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach, in the place right outside the Hechal. Vein Ha'parshim Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach, Shein Parshim Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach, Ela B'shas HaKdosh B'Hechal, B'chol Yom, U'B'shas Mat Adam B'Hechal. V'yachar Kach, after the Kohen does the Ketores in the Kodesh Kodashim, the Kohen Gadol. V'achar kach notel dam hapar mizeh shehu menad nido. Remember, he had given the blood of the cow to someone so it doesn't congeal. He was moving it around. V'nichnas bo the Kodesh Kodashim. U'maz v'menu sham shmona hazayos bein badi ha'aron. He comes and he does the eight sprinklings between the badim. V'yotze u'meinicho beheichal al kan azov shehayasham. He puts it down. He first puts it down. Well, there he didn't check the seer yet, so he doesn't have a choice yet. He takes the blood of the seer. There's the line. But when he's doing when about to do the hazos outside the parochas, it says he puts down the blood of the par. So what's the Arzarua talking about? Says the Minchas Yitzchak. Right, he says it sounds like you have the opposite. The opposite diuk. Shedvarav sham acherezet tsrichim ian gadol. V'plia gadol de marayim isham. Hari hasa muchrach likach mikodem damapar. Kiva deloye sham elakan echad. V'hakan lo haya machzik elakan echad. That's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore he wonders why the Arzarua says this. Okay, either way, that is a question. Usually, we don't even have this shaila, because usually the person taking the first Torah off of the bima is not the same person. Sometimes the Gabbai. How is the Gabbai going to do it? He's going to pick up the second Sefer Torah at the same time. What do? We put it on the bima. We put it on the bima, and that's what's quoted. That's what's quoted here in the Ramah. The Ramah quotes, don't leave the bima empty. The bima should not be left empty. There shouldn't be a hesach hadas. Says the Ramah, v'ein misalkin harishona ad shekvar hinichu hashni al ha-shulchan. So that might be a kiyum of picking up the second one first, like the Arzarua says. Again, the raya is a little difficult because it's from Rabbi Yehuda, but that is what we do. We pick up the second one before we put down the first one because the Ramah, shelo yasichu daitar min ha-mitzvahs. We don't want to have a hesach hadas for mitzvahs. We don't want people to think that we're not leaning anymore. We don't want to have any break. And therefore, we put it down on the bima. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, U'manichan Hashem al Ashulchan kodem ha-kaddish, k'dei sheyomer ha-kaddish al shteihen. And before we say kaddish at the end, before maftir, we put it down, so that the Kaddish could be said relating to both of them. Also, the Rama adds, something that's not as well known, and this is where you get a little tricky with Tircha de Tzibura. Sometimes Gabarim really want to make sure things run smoothly and quickly, so they start opening up the second Torah as soon as they can. The Rama does not, the Shulchan Aruch here in this if says not to do that. B'yom she'ish bo shnei sifrei Torah, lo yiftechu hashnia, v'lo yasiru hamapa ad she'iglu harishon. Right, don't start opening the second one before the first one is finished. Right, before the first one is cloned. Because that's, says the Mishnah Berurah, Enos Amitzos Chavilos Chavilos. Taking it out of this of the Aron together, okay, Tircha de Tzibura, and you know, you don't have to go back and forth, and that's just a hotel, you're not doing the mitzvah yet. But here you're getting ready to do the mitzvah, the Kriya. So the Shulchan Aruch says that the second Torah shouldn't be opened until the first one is Niglal. Does that mean even the cover's on? As long as the cover's going on, I think that would be good enough. Good, that's in terms of the switching. One other issue that comes up in the poskim, and that is, what about, again, I think this was more common in the days of old. I remember when I was growing up, it was common in various shuls, to have the special bench / chair to put the Torah down in. In some shuls they have, like on the bima, they have a place with two holes in the bottom, and to put the Torah in there, and, you know, with a little chain. And so is that sometimes like after you do Hagbah, sometimes they put it there during Haftorah. So is there anything wrong with that? Anything wrong with that? So the Minchas Yitzchak says, well, obviously, first of all, you have to make sure it's not in a place where it might fall. Right? If any of these places aren't so safe, then for sure you can't put it there. But then he quotes that maybe it's not appropriate. It's not appropriate to put it somewhere and not have someone hold it. Because after all, somebody hold it's covered a Torah just to put it down and not use it, says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting from the Sha'arei Ephraim, right here. V'lo tov adavar. Shenoagim be'ezem makomos l'masul l'nar katan. They give it to a kid. Nobody else wants to hold the Torah. Say, oh, give it to a six-year-old. Give it to an eight-year-old. This is the Torah. The Sefer Torah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Sha'arei Ephraim. Not appropriate to give it to a child. El al kalpanim ish l'masul l'ben das. Give it to a bardas. Gam yizoher. Okay, he also quotes, let's just finish reading. The Mishnah Berurah says, also, the one holding the Torah should not stand right behind the person saying the Haftorah. Because the person should never have their back to the Torah. Be a little bit diagonal. But either way, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Sha'arei Ephraim that you should not give it to a child. Not give it to a child. So what about putting it down in a chair? A special chair. So the Minchas Yitzchak here says, maybe it's not the best, but, you know, yesh makom lahakel, as he says, based on a Rama. Let's just quote the question, based on a tour. Haminag, this is what the tshuva was about. Again, Beis Kufiyat Zayin. Bekamam batei tefila. Beisham was here, Beis was here, Sefer Torah. Ma'abidin ha-Sefer Torah, kriyas ha-mafter ala safsal ha-asui le-shev alav, on a bench that's made to put the Torahs, ubo shtei nekavim, it has two holes, he says, without anybody guarding it. V'zeba v'adei asar, based to Amim, he's against it for two reasons. Number one, it's just left there. Nobody's focusing on it. There's no hesach. There's nobody's. Where's the hesach? There's a hesach hadas. Number two, also, if it's on the same level as, let's say, the person who does hagba, so then a person is sitting on the same level as a sefer Torah, which is not appropriate. She yoshvin b'shura achas im a sefer Torah. There are kisei ena gavoy yud. We know we're not supposed to be on the same bench, the same level as svarim, especially as a sefer Torah. So he says, even if you do this, you have to make sure that there are shal shalosh, shal barzel, right? There are chains that make sure, but he says it's not appropriate. Not appropriate. He said, but what can I do? The tour might be quoting something like this. Where's the tour? So the tour in Yoredeya. We know in Yanim of Sefer Torah, Kriyas HaTorah are in Arachayim, but in Hilcha Sefer Torah are in Yoredeya. Kavod HaTorah, so if you look in Yoredeya, Reish Pei Beis, the tour quotes beautifully, the whole background. Chayiv Adam Linog Kavod Gadol B'Sefer Torah. We have to have a tremendous covet. We have to have a special place for the Sefer Torah, right? The Aron. Ulahadro biyoser, and to glorify it. Velo yaro connect the Sefer Torah, not to spit. Velo yigaler vaso connecto. Velo yifshod raglov connecto. Velo yedichenu al rosho kemasui. Velo yachzer achor of the Sefer Torah. Not to have our back to the Torah. Vechulu. And then he quotes, Haro also, if you see the Torah moving, right, that's when you have a chiyuv to stand up. When the Torah is in the Aron not moving, the minhag is to stand up when the Aron is open. But the halacha is meikra did not. When the Torah is moving, you have to stand. Haroas okshu mahalech chayev la'amod lefanav yiyu akol omdim ad sheyaver zeh shemolicho v'yagen alam komo. Until it gets to his place. And then the tour adds, we find the line that is important for us. He says, lo yochez adam sefer Torah b'yodav yikanis b'la beis hakisei, le beis hamerchatz, v'lo yochez sefer Torah arum. Also, leishiv alamita she sefer Torah aleha. You can't sit on the same bench that the Torah is on. Where is the line? And he quotes a appears to leishiv ala argaz arash lo kashlo shori sefer Torah bekli b'tochli. Right, is the Torah allowed to be in a house where people are living? Sefer Torah shebala. Let me just find the line. He talks about a chair that a Sefer Torah sometime is put on. He says, here it is. Teva, so the line called the Sefer Torah, let me just find it for a second. Here, in the middle of the Sif, the Torah, V'ha'aron v'ha'migdol sh'manichem bo Sefer Torah. Avo v'ishim manichem bo Sefer Torah k'shu levado, k'shu betik, v'chein ha'kisei she'huchan l'haniach alav Sefer Torah. Right, that status of tashvish kedusha, not tashvish mitzvah, has to be buried. It can't be thrown out. So that's what he says. Allah of a kisei shehuchan laniach alav sefer Torah. So the Minchas Yizlok says it seems to be a kisei that they used to put it on. Rav Moshe Feinstein is very against it. Right? How does he understand the tour? Okay, maybe it's not how we assume, but even though you might say, what's the tzala hakel? This is a special place made for a Sefer Torah. It's not a bizayon. They dafka put it here. Maybe they're nervous if people hold it for a long time. It's better if it's in a, it's on a platform, so to speak. Rav Moshe, though, in Chelek Or HaChaim, Simon Aleph Lamed Ches, he is very much against this. Nira Lanez Daiti Nira De Aser. Rav Moshe thinks it's Aser for a number of reasons. Number one, it might fall. You're not allowed to put it down except in Malkam Sakana. It's a zilzul to give up the Torah for no reason. If you're holding a Torah, you're not allowed to just put it down. Why are you putting it down? Because you don't want to hold it. That's a bizayon. Right? Most of the time, that's why it's put down. It's not put down because of you're putting it in a special place for people to be mahaderit. No, you're putting it down because nobody wants to hold the Torah during the whole laning. That's a bizayon. Why not? Unless one thinks that there's no, everybody in the shul is 95 years old and you're nervous that if somebody holds it, that it's going to fall down, then fine. Then there's Kavadat Torah to put it down in the place. But other than that, you know, it's a zilzal. And then Rav Moshe has an amazing line. He says, and we mentioned before that until the Torah is in its place, everybody has to stand up. So when it's lying down on the bima, then it's in its place. But who says it's in its place when it's standing up by the seat? Maybe that's considered ki'ilu. Somebody's holding it standing. And when somebody's holding it standing, you still have to stand up. So maybe everybody should have to stand up while it's in there. So Rav Moshe says, it's better, says Rav Moshe, let's say in the shul with the 95-year-old men, Rav Moshe said, better to leave it in the aron than take it out. Leave the second Torah in the aron until you're ready to use it. And when you're ready to use it, then you put back the first one, and then you take out the second one. So that would be better, Rav Moshe says, don't take it out and put it in. So again, a number of Achronim quote that this was the minhag in Europe. There were places like this in Europe. So again, Lamaisa, it seems like if that's the place, that the minhag of the shul, so then yesh makom lahakel, there is a yesh mi'amal lismuch to use it. If the shul does not have a minhag yet and you want to build one, then probably it shouldn't be done. Right? Sometimes we have that idea. Kiddush and shul on Friday night. So the poskim say, if it's done in the shul, then keep it doing it. It's done for a little, it goes back to the days of the Gemara. But if you don't have a minhag, then don't start the minhag. It's the same thing in here. Okay, a couple of ideas, but it's based on this little diuk about the order, about the Dam HaSeir and the Dam of the Par. We'll stop here.